And that gorilla's going down. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Art. I'm going to get to this. A listener sent me an entire ChatGPT breakdown of what would happen.
I saw it too.
Yeah. We got the whole thing from start to finish, how this would likely go. 100 men versus gorilla. We'll get to that. And of course, we'll check in with you people around 1:45, see what everyone's saying in the YouTube chat today. Hope it's more of a fun, cordial conversation today. Maybe just, you know.
It might be.
Yeah. They are. Yes, they good.
A lot of the gorilla stuff.
Good. Well, I imagine that's not surprising. All right, before we go back to the phones, can we check in with Brandon Bean? Hugh, Brandon Bean is the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, and he was going to be a guest yesterday on their station up there, our Odyssey station up in Buffalo. And Hugh, before he called in, guess what he heard?
He heard talking bad about him.
Yeah, he heard the host basically, you know, not liking the roster he's put together and all the receivers he passed on. So he reacted to that. Here is Brandon Bean on Sports Radio in Buffalo.
No, it was. It was. I was just listening to the last few minutes of your show before I came on, waiting on here. Right. Sounds like 2018 all over with you guys.
Well, we're very – how so?
Well, you guys were bitching in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are bitching that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, we just hold on, let me talk. We just scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason. No one scored points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. So you just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. How is this group not better than last year's group? Like, I don't. Like, our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show, and you got to have something to bitch about. But bitching about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
You heard him. I have no problem with that. Because a lot of times, you know, if you don't agree with some of the stuff we're talking about, that's fine. We can have a grown-up men conversation. And that's exactly what I heard. You know, he heard what they said. He didn't take the high road. He got his suit dirty.
So, all right, he brings up some fair points, right? They scored a lot of points last year. They're a really good offense, and maybe the concerns those fans had about the receiver room was over the top last year. He's defensive, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if the host pushed back or they had fun with it. You know what my pushback would have been?
What's that?
You didn't score enough to beat the Chiefs.
And that's fair.
And you didn't you still haven't got to the Super Bowl.
See, that I don't have a problem, though, and this is why I say that. I don't have a problem with the back and forth. Because I think that's what men do. We can agree to disagree.
Yeah.
You know, just like when Aaron called in, he said, we didn't agree yesterday, and we can have a debate, but everything's fine. That's what it used to be.
Right.
That's what it used to be. Now, you know, people get in their silos, they get in their feelings, and they want to say all kind of mean stuff and hold a grudge because my opinion is different than yours. What kind of sense does that make?
It doesn't.
It doesn't. So I don't know how that played out. But I commend the GM,
Brandon Bean,
for calling in and addressing something that he had a problem with, and hopefully they moved on from it. I'm pretty sure he's not, you know, because most of the times when you know you talk about these teams and things of that nature, they hold on to stuff way too long for me.
Yeah,
but,
I also,
you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I also think it's kind of a losing battle for him. Like, he can have his moment and have fun.
Yeah, it is.
Because they're going to be on again and again, and he's going to hang up, and they can keep ripping.
They can keep going.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where, like, Howie kind of plays into that a little bit. You know, when the
but
time—
But he's gotten better at it. Like, he has fun with it.
Well, yeah, because he's winning.
Well, that's true.
He's winning. He's won Super Bowls.
Yeah.
How do you think it would be around here if he wasn't drafting well and we weren't going to the playoffs every year and winning Super Bowls? He would be real defensive. And I think that, you know, he would be man enough to call in and you know, have a little bit of pushback. But everything is cool when it's going well for you. You know, for them, and to your point, Joe, it's probably a sore spot for them because they haven't broken through yet.
Right.
And this was the year they were supposed to break through.
Exactly.
Your quarterback was the MVP.
And they
tried to do the tush push to win the game.
Right.
And they couldn't do it.
Right, exactly. I mean, that. And it's historically one of the most heartbroken fan bases, right?
Yeah, because the four Super Bowls?
Yeah.
Come on, man. So, yeah, he's a little defensive. I don't have a problem with that.
Tells me he's a little worried about his job status.
Oh, yeah. Everybody over there should have bungholitis.
Yeah,
hell, Sean McDermott should have bungholitis.
Then over the hump, someone's going to leave, and it's not the quarterback who they just paid again. 215-592-9494. All right, Robin Overbrook has a thought on the gorilla situation. What's up, Rob?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Rob.
Hugh.
What's up, man?
Kyle.
Joe, you're completely insane.
Why?
He's not the only one.
Yeah, well, so is Kyle a little bit. Let me tell you something, Joe. I worked in a primate colony when I was in college, right? And I worked with baboons, I worked with chimps, and I worked with rhesus and Cynomolgus monkeys. And it was one of the doctors there. We used to take this baboon out, and we had strict way to handle them. You had to put a collar on them and a chain to a pole, so that you could keep them away from you in case they decided they just wanted to do so. Because that's what the way monkeys or apes are. They could be very, very friendly. Well, like you said with the chimp that ripped that lady's. You should watch that.
I did. It was uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah. Okay. So she's out there with the baboon, and he's her friend, and then he decides he just wanted to take a chunk out of her calf, and he did. And she could never wear dresses again. But your problem would be is convincing who's going to go first. Like who's going to? That's the you might can tire him out, sure, because he's just an animal, with respiratory,
he got no stamina. He ain't got
no stamina. But you got who's going to be the first 20 to get killed?
Not me.
Yeah, see? Yeah, you want to be in the last. Kyle wants to be in the last low.
Yeah, you guys are worried about the first round. This is a 15-round bout, Rob. I'm not worried about round one. 15-rounder.
But somebody's going to get killed. You said somebody's going to get killed.
A lot
killed.
Of people are going to get killed.
Next, be made next man up, Rob.
Marathon, not a sprint.
Bring forth the sacrificial lamb.
Send them in. The lame, the cripple, whatever. The people that we have no use for in society. And send them in. And the animal. Truth. But I don't think he will get. Like you said. Working with animals, with monkeys, when they get enraged, when you were talking about, you saw him taking on another silverback, and he got tired. Well, of course they got tired, because they're equally matched. We are not equally matched.
What about 100 of us, Rob? That's more than equally matched.
See, they dug in, Rob. They are dug
in. But hold on. If we said a silverback is what? 1,800, or can lift 1,800 pounds?
That's 10 men.
10 men!
Okay, well, you don't have to lift y'all 10. You don't have to beat y'all up 10 times.
We're taking his legs out, Bob.
This is the thing they don't realize. Once they see what that gorilla does to that one person, whatever fight they had or bravado
it's gone.
Yeah. You guys are so worried about morale. Rob, good phone call. You're worried about morale.
I know.
I'm worried
on the morale.
Strategy. I'm worried on strategy here.
Everybody's a primate. We're all scared. We're both fighting for our lives.
I like how y'all are just real dismissive when it comes to morale.
I think you're being dismissive of the gorilla's morale.
He's scared of death.
That movie? Y'all ever see? Y'all want to see a dead body? Have you ever?
Stand by.
No, it was. I forgot what. I think it was Boys in the Hood. One of them. But anyway, the point is this. The point is this. I think it's something to be said about. Say, if you standing there, you and Harry, y'all standing there, and y'all getting ready to fight the gorilla, and you and Harry go in, y'all all gung ho, and you see this gorilla grab Harry, and ragdoll Harry, and rip Harry's arm off. You just were having a conversation
Sucks
with Harry.
For Harry.
with Harry, and he was all confident. And then you had the visual stuck in your head of this gorilla beating three other people with Harry's arm. Like, that doesn't faze you at all?
Of course it does. This isn't for the faint of heart.
This isn't going to be a shock to people. You're fighting a gorilla.
You know what the funny part about all of this is? Is that y'all just, I'm giving y'all visuals, and y'all just dismiss, it's not that bad. We just going to persevere.
This is the conversation we signed up for.
As
much as people think we're underestimating the gorilla, I think you're underestimating this fight of the human spirit if love or death on the line.
The human, spirit.
I think you're underestimating.
How y'all going to react when you see somebody's arm
you ever
torn
that movie?
Off their body?
What
about the gorilla when he's surrounded by 100 people?
He goes into, I'm going to kill everybody mode.
He's going to be scared.
He's going to be terrified. You ever see the movie? There was
demon,
a movie where...
What they call it, demon time? He's going to be on that demon
I think you're pumping up the gorilla's headspace too much.
Okay, really?
He's going to be scared.
Okay, y'all.
If any animal in the wild is surrounded by 100 others, they're going to be worried.
Terrified. He's got
bacon,
no backup.
Y'all banking on the gorilla being scared.
No, he will be.
What if the gorilla be like, game on?
This is nature.
Wait a second. Have you ever heard stories where like a mother lifts a car to help a baby out?
Yes, I've heard of those
stories. There's also there was a movie where someone got, like, they were hiking and they got stuck in between the rocks and they cut their own arm off.
Yeah, I remember that. I saw that.
Was that
James Franco movie,
maybe.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it might have been. There's a fight of humans when they're about to die that they rise
fight or
up.
Flight?
Yes. Just because you roll over doesn't mean everybody else would.
I'm just being realistic. First of all, I'm not getting my ass in the cage with a gorilla with 100 other folks.
All right, can I read you quick with the AI breakdown of this? Because a listener sent this. And I think this is exactly how I framed it earlier. This is what I think would happen. So this is from AI. The likely outcome, okay, in the first, I'm reading it word for word. In the first few minutes, the gorilla could kill or incapacitate dozens with brutal efficiency using its massive arms, bite, and speed. Panic would likely set in among the humans. Eventually, sheer numbers might overwhelm the gorilla if the men coordinated, piled on, and restrained it. But even then, it could kill many before being subdued. If victory came, the humans would likely suffer heavy casualties, perhaps 20 to 30 plus deaths, a dozen more with severe injuries. The gorilla would die or be fatally wounded only if the group managed to pin and suffocate it. I mean, we've been telling you this for an hour.
Only to manage, but...
20 to 30 is a win. If we walk out with 70 people alive, but my goodness.
There's a path here, is what Joe and I are saying.
Yes.
I think y'all forget one caveat, though. Those 20 to 30 guys that are killed in Maine, they're going to be yelling and screaming like, do you have the mental capacity to fight through all of that knowing that you might be the next one?
Yeah, you have to be going off of adrenaline here if you're fighting a gorilla. You're not listening to the agonizing screams.
No. Yes, you are. They're not agonizing. They're blood-curdling screams.
Whatever adjectives you want to use to describe them.
I used to have a leg about 2 minutes ago. Now it's gone. And he beating Billy with my leg.
Billy, I got to survive here.
Oh, poor Billy.
Bleep Billy. I got to survive.
We go into this knowing Billy's probably gone.
Yeah.
Billy, Harry.
No, your best bet is like, hey, listen, some of y'all ain't going to make it out. And then somebody's going to say, why the hell am I here? Why did I sign up for this?
Hold on a second. When you were playing on the defensive line and your tackle next to you got hurt, did you worry about that guy or did you go get the quarterback?
That's something totally different. That's different than imminent death, Joe. We talk about imminent death. We're talking about a quick death.
But hold on.
From losing an appendage and getting beat with it.
You see guys get serious injuries in football all the time and play the rest of the game.
I ain't never seen nobody get their arm torn off. I would venture to think that
if
I saw...
You play against many silverbacks in the NFL.
You got fewer nerve endings left.
No, I'm just saying, if I see somebody, I got to think that if I see somebody arm get torn off in front of me in real time, that's going to change my mentality.
Your mentality right now is sitting in that cozy chair, Hugh Douglas. Yes. We're talking about going into the octagon ready to fight a gorilla.
We know about Hugh. I mean, the reality, Ike was telling me a story. They played tennis with John McEnroe. Hugh rolled over in the first...
No, because Ike's sitting there trying to get all hyped like we're about to beat John McEnroe. And I'm telling him, I'm like, Ike, we're not beating John McEnroe.
Well, maybe you gave a little more effort.
You know what Ike did? He got mad at me. Because he was like, oh, dog, you just giving up. And he was mad.
This tells us all we need to know.
And I'm telling him, I'm like, dog, there's no way on God's green earth we got a chance against John McEnroe. And guess what John McEnroe went out there and did? It was two of us against him. You know what he did? The first serve, he hit the ball so hard, Ike couldn't even get the racket up. He had to defend it to keep it from hitting him in the chest.
Yeah.
And he stood in one spot. And dispatch me and Ike at the same time.
I know what I get from
that. It sounds
story.
Like a filibuster with a John McEnroe story.
I don't want you on my side versus the gorilla. I know that.
I'm just a realist. I'm just a realist.
Yeah, you realist. I'm trying to survive here, and I think the 100 men can do it. All right, can we get to you people? See what they're up to today?
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
A lot of debate in the YouTube chat today. The gorilla versus 100 men. First of all, just initial observations. Joe, mega mind.
Okay.
Today.
Yep.
That's another new one. A couple new ones for Hugh, actually. Super Grover from the Muppets.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
This one might be even better. The Blueberry Lady from Willy Wonka.
I hate y'all.
What's the new name of the show? Is it Megamind and Super Grover? Or
Megamind and Super Grover. our listener / caller Scott in King of Prussia referred to Hugh as Huey Roseman for a new entry into the bracket
next
year.
I'm stealing that one.
Yep.
I'm just trying to give y'all some little insight, man. Y'all don't want it.
Yeah, all right,
y'all
here we
go. Yeah, a lot of people saying Joe and I are cowards for not wanting to be on the front lines. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. I don't want to die. I mean, it might happen, but I don't want to be there.
No trouble
Death
admitting
is
that.
Imminent.
Yeah.
All right, this one's for Hugh. What about 100 heavyweight power slappers versus this gorilla?
Oh. Power slap. Like, you got to watch the power
I did watch.
Slap.
That guy's eye it? Moved.
He slapped somebody's eyeball out of his head. That power slapping is no joke, man.
I wouldn't start off with slapping the gorilla, though. That feels like you're here.
That's like a lose-lose.
Power slapper, though. I mean, you know, maybe that's a good strategy. Weaken it a little bit. This one, I'm not sure I buy, but somebody said Joe seems like the kind of guy to instigate gorillas at the zoo.
No.
That doesn't seem
poking,
like a...
He's poking the glass.
Not,
no, I don't see that.
It's one thing
stuff.
To instigate on the radio. It's another thing to instigate a gorilla in his domain. I'm not
yeah,
doing that.
Yeah. One thing I don't appreciate, a lot of people naming their list of people at WIP that they'd put on the front lines.
Me, you.
Yeah, the camera got the camera got some.
Spike,
me and you.
Spike,
you gotta love the you people. Yeah. They are so kind.
Yep.
they're so kind.
Very kind. Actually, we got this interesting Goddard take from mm-hmm. someone in the you people chat. If Jalen values Goddard, he'll take the pay cut like Brady used to for Gronk.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, I don't think he there yet.
Remember a couple years ago on the sideline, and I'm not sure if Goddard and Jalen, I mean, they're good enough, right?
But
they're
didn't he give, yeah, it doesn't feel like the already Gronk relationship.
One, didn't he give him the number one sign?
And there was some speculation on that.
Reckless speculation. Yeah,
from you.
Yep. Like it.
Yeah, all right. One last thing here. It came up, the idea that the gorilla is so tough that it eats its own poop. Not that impressive. I've seen that while walking down 17th and Chestnut on the regular.
that didn't move the needle on the gorilla conversation.
Your own poop is not.
That doesn't mean you're not that smart.
I mean, nah.
I mean, how many? I'm never gonna stop.
Yeah, but if you're not, why would you fool with somebody who eat their own poop?
I'm not.
Yeah, there is the crazy element to it.
No, hold on. I'm not saying
I'm not messing with the homeless guy that's doing that.
No. I don't want to do this. But if we have to take down the gorilla, I just
why do
think,
we have to take him down? See, that's the that. Let's
it's
talk about
him.
That.
It's what, you're just gonna give up and let him win?
First of all, I'm gonna say this. Like, I'm not fighting a gorilla with no weapons. Like, that's number one.
No, this is like no choice. It's you and 99 others and the gorilla, and it's an octagon.
What am I
Someone
fighting
who
for?
Leaves. Yeah,
for food? Or is we gonna eat? Or are we gonna
you're
eat the
fighting
gorilla?
Fighting for survival.
We gonna make a couch or something? We gonna make a gorilla couch? Somebody send me a picture of a gorilla couch.
That gorilla couch is awesome.
It was awesome. I thought about getting one of those, but I don't think they make. I don't think it's for real.
No, I think you can get them.
You can.
Well,
not right now because you know them tariffs.
Yeah, I suggested it at home a few months ago. I got shot down on the gorilla.
Second time this came
on my couch. I just thought about that. It was like, don't like they make that here, so them tariffs might be a little steep.
Really,
just to
that's
get the
what's stopping you from a gorilla couch? Yes. The tariffs, really? Okay, let's go to Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
Man, I love y'all, man. Thank you for getting me on, man. Thank you. Yo, this subject is so crazy that we're not even talking football. We're not even talking sports anymore.
It's really become about the gorilla versus the 100 man.
Like, people have called it. You know, when I first heard it, it was Dallas Goddard. Kyle Schwarber, and
it became a gorilla.
No one has even talked about Kyle Schwarber at all.
Nope.
y'all are crazy. Y'all keep talking as if the gorilla, as if this is a sentient bout that they sat down and went over rules with. So the gorilla is just going to let the first wave of guys jump on him. Y'all are insane. So it doesn't work like that. When a gorilla gets backed into a corner, it's going to act like a wild animal. So you're not just jumping on them. And also, too, 20 guys can't grab one anything. So you're not even going to get that strength of 20 people to grab the gorilla.
Yeah, they just think this fight going to go just the way they want it to go.
they think they're going to call timeouts and be like, hold
wait, I lost the arm. Wait. You, Jim, what about, wait a minute, you knocked Jim's head off. Wait, you can't do that.
No. Yeah, this is insane. So look, Hugh, it was definitely Boys in the Hood where they said,
want to see a dead body?
Please tell me you saw Paid in Full.
I did see. Was that with Cameron? That was a Cameron, right?
Yes. So remember when Wood Harris gets shot, they go to the hospital, and Cameron says, you all right? You tough, right? After he got shot. So I guess Joe and Kyle going to look at their group of people, and the arms and limbs on the ground and be like, Man, people get arms ripped off every day.
That's yeah, right.
That's what that's he said. Right. That's what he said. Cats die every day, B.
Next man up, Jay. Next man up. Jay, man, we appreciate you.
He said, and Wood Harris in that movie, he said, I ain't healed right. My body is not healing right.
Yeah, no. It's a next man up attitude. All right, we got to run in a second, but I don't want to leave Tyler hanging. Tyler, just you got like 30 seconds. I quickly need who wins, men or the gorilla?
It's the 100 men. You, we're not sending them in one at a time.
That's right.
All right? We aren't sending in 100 Kyles, all right, or 100 Joes. Like, can you imagine that's sending true in 100 of you in there?
I'm not going.
I mean, 100 of you against
my
the
ass
gorilla
count, I'm not going.
Would be crazy. Brute force and
what's that song by New Edition? You have to count me out. You got to have to count me out.
Tyler, appreciate you. See, Tyler gets it.
I'm not going.
Well, not we, he didn't mean yeah, like he literally.
We know we're not recruiting you.
He meant listen, people built
I'm
like
in,
you.
I'm in my twilight. I ain't going.
You'd I'm roll over.
He's skipping his pre-draft interviews. He's not getting drafted.
You would dodge this draft. You'd be a draft dodger.
I'm trying to grow old with my son. I'm trying to get a little man right. That's all I'm trying to do right now.
We're trying to survive. All right, you guys have a great rest of your night. Wheeler, McKenzie, Gordon, we getting a win over the Nets?
Who on the mound?
Wheeler.
Oh, yeah, we got this.
Guaranteed? No doubt?
Yes, guaranteed. I like how you're ready.
All right, afternoon show next. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.